This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
One more time, because we haven't said it in a minute. Happy Thanksgiving out there. If you're going out and about, be safe out there. It's a young man, young woman's game out there. Enjoy it. Be safe. Just this whole weekend. Like, I plan on enjoying my weekend quite a bit here, but I'll be safe.
You going to pace yourself?
No. I don't even know. Well, on which thing? You have to be more specific. Like, which thing am I pacing myself on?
All of it. The food, the booze, I found is
if you don't pace yourself with food, it makes up for you not pacing yourself with booze. Savvy? Because the more you have on your stomach, the more you can maybe have one or two extra belts there.
I feel like I just want to go for one day of full gluttony, and then I'll just kind of be good the rest of the time.
I want to come back looking like a baked potato.
As opposed to on
Monday, I want to look like I've gone through war. Like, you know how they age presidents and they're like, 8 years, look at how different they look. Yeah, it's a decade, dog. That's a long ass time. I want my decade to be this weekend.
Okay, so when I see you on Monday, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, Nick, you okay?
We remember Thanksgiving of 2024.
You okay, fella? And I'm going to do one healthy thing this week. I am going to walk every day, and that will be my penance, because that will help me stay alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll balance out the... Didn't you tell me you're making a second turkey, an after Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, no. So there's no second turkey. So we're not making food for tomorrow because we're not hosting.
Okay.
So we're making...
So it'll be your first turkey for the weekend.
My mom's side of the family are just a bunch of D-bags. They started having the text chain about what people wanted to make for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
While it was on air. And then somebody took ham, somebody took turkey.
Oh, you missed the draft.
Everything was taken.
All the fun stuff. You love to cook so much.
And I felt it was strategic. Oh. It's like, you know what? Next year, I'm going to start the text thread. I'm going to burn a turkey and make you jackwagons eat it. But anyways.
Yeah, you'll show them by making the most delicious turkey they've ever had.
But not for them
next
year.
Not for them, no. They can look at photos on your Facebook.
But I really do. I will say, like, I love cooking. I love providing food for my family. So I got a bucket.
You know, what'd you sign up for on the text thread? What'd you end up getting? Like Hawaiian rolls?
I'm going to do smoked cream cheese, and they'll be lucky that they're getting that.
Smoked cream cheese.
Why is that?
Doesn't seem like enough.
How so?
I don't know. I mean.
So I have to invent a dish that doesn't exist because a bunch of jack wagons took all the good stuff?
I don't know. It felt like a light thing to bring.
Why so? Please show your work.
That's all I got on it. It's like, I don't know. How much of a portion of smoked cream cheese can you bring? Are you bringing,
you can bring, so we're going to take two full bricks to my
mamas. Maybe I need to know what smoked cream cheese actually is. Maybe
it's smoked cream cheese. It's cream cheese from the smoker.
But you put the whole stick of cream cheese into the smoker?
Yeah, but you think I put a dab in?
I don't know what's going on with smoker. I've never had smoked cream cheese.
This is like the most... Okay, it's going to sound... I don't want to say it in the way that I was going to say it.
Yeah?
It's you take a brick, you score it, you season it, then you smoke it, and then it's done. And I make two of those for each side of the family.
I've never had that.
You're not living.
I like cream cheese a ton. I didn't know you could just do, and you just eat the, like, you eat the brick of cream cheese. It's something, like, the most unhealthy thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah. And
okay.
Well, no, you don't eat it like off a fork. You use crackers. It's like a dip. It becomes a dip.
Okay. I'm excited you got smoked cream cheese.
I'm going to tell you right now, I can be your suburban dad Sherpa.
Can you just teach me some things?
Yeah, well, if the attitude subsides, maybe.
No attitude. Genuine curiosity.
Okay, you're confusing attitude with genuine curiosity. Judgment.
I apologize for showing an interest in your life, Nick.
Judgment. It was not attitude. It was judgment. That's what you gave. Now, no smoked cream cheese for you. For now. But I can teach you the ways. One day, you're going to be like, I'll be like, you'll be 89, I'll be well gone. But you're going to be like, smoke cream cheese for my boy Nicky Dubs.
That's what I'm going to have at your funeral.
Yeah. Yeah, but just walk around. Like,
some people get booze. I'm like, no, he taught me smoke cream cheese.
Yeah. And just go around and be like, cracker, would you like one? But don't tell Vanessa you're going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll go over real well.
Yeah, No.
Why was Jonathan there with crackers and smoked cream cheese?
This is your last duty. This is the last obligation to me.
Okay, I'll sign up for it right now.
If there is something after this, nothing would be funnier to me in the afterlife than you going around and being like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Cracker? have you had some smoked cream cheese? And then, like, when you made one pass, then you go back to the start of it and you just see how long till you get thrown out.
Oh, they're gonna toss me out for all. No, I'm offering this great delicacy of an item that you are bringing to Thanksgiving.
But when somebody questions you about it, you have to go, please, I'm grieving. This was our thing.
You don't get it. And
you're
just
cried. Not a smoked cream cheese person. So a lot of food this weekend.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of food.
Some good football as well.
A lot of food.
So we've talked a fair amount about the Ohio State-Michigan game, but we really haven't had like the full deck to talk about here. And I thought about something before the show that it does feel like this year a national title carries more weight than a win over Michigan. And I'll be honest with you, that's wild considering the number one reason why some fans want to fire Ryan Day is he hasn't beat Michigan since year one.
Yeah, I think this year it's gonna be odd because at the end of this game, and listen, Ohio State's winning this game. I'm not even worried about it. Most years you'd be like, Jonathan, you're jinxing it, or you're 20 point favorites. There's no jinxing it. Michigan hasn't completed a pass of 40 yards or more the entire season. Their offense isn't all of a sudden going to come awake against the number one defense in the entire country. It's not happening. I feel pretty good about that, and so. It's weird that Ryan Day is going to have two top five victories to his name and beat Michigan, and nobody in the fan base is going to feel any better about Ryan Day unless you actually do win a national title.
I think this is proof that we moved the goalposts with Ryan Day specifically. It's because you don't respect, I don't mean you specifically, I mean because some fans don't respect Indiana. And
well, it's Indiana and it's Penn State. Like the two top five victories are just kind of, they just kind of fall flat for a lot of people. And then it's Michigan in a year where Michigan is the most beatable they've been in the time that he's been up against them. And probably will be the most beatable he'll be for the rest of the time too, because Michigan's going to stack up and be loaded next year.
Yeah, but I think the problem is it's still a win against Michigan. Like this, you can't say all he needs to do is beat Michigan and then he beats Michigan and you go, they're not that good. That is the definition of moving goalposts, right?
No, but you see how I describe it, though, where it's like your two top five victories, you beat Michigan, you're checking off a lot of the problems that people had with Ryan Day. Big problem, right? Couldn't beat top five teams. He was, 2-6 entering the season against top five teams. Couldn't beat Michigan. He's checking off the boxes. He can only do so much.
I think you're right. So I want to say, I am agreeing with you. It's also a sign of the mental illness that has come with talking about Ryan Day with a faction of Ohio State fans. Like, because here's the thing, I think they're going to keep doing this. I think if you go out and you beat Oregon by 1 point, okay, well, tell me what you do in the playoffs.
Well,
and then, honestly, you can even devalue this year as a national champion. Like, there are, I know Oregon's undefeated. They've not been the most inspiring undefeated team ever. Like, even Ohio State, people who've watched them are like, yeah, they're a good team, but I don't know they're a great, a truly all-time great team. Like, I don't think we're going to have a debate. If Ohio State wins a national championship this year, 5 years from now, we're not saying, all right, Urban's national championship team, Tressel's national championship team, and Ryan Day's. Who's better? We do that with Urban and Tressel's teams all the time.
Yeah.
We won't be doing that with this team. Because it will just be, no, those were our expectations. You fulfilled expectations. Now frig off.
Well, and the $20 million, too. It'll feel like you bought a national title in many respects. That's going to hang over people.
Which is crazy because that's...
It's the game now.
Well, yeah.
It's
but the
game.
But what's wild is Ohio State fans have penalized the price of their own roster against their own school. And I don't hear any other school... Maybe it's because there's not a specific number on it. I don't hear any other school being like, you know... Georgia spent $30 million to be the 9 seed. I just don't hear anyone doing this but Ohio State fans, but you're 100% right. That will cheapen this title in a way that is, again, just bizarre to me. Like it's as if the dislike of Ryan Day has siphoned any of the joy of being an Ohio State fan.
I do wonder, though, if they actually win a title, Nick, because the way the format is set up, I mean, you're going to have to go through some pretty good teams to get through the playoffs. I wonder if maybe we'll just rebound and we'll get to a spot where it'll just look so impressive, the gauntlet you have to go through in beating the not only Oregon in the Big Ten title game, but then going through the playoff bracket, that maybe it'll just be enough. I mean, because it's going to be different. It will be. It's undoubtedly different.
I think you are right. To say that I hate even saying this. It irritates me so much, not because you're saying it, because the people actually believe this stuff. But it vexes me that you're right about the idea of it's almost like the Michigan game is perfunctory.
Yeah, and I'll end up being wrong, and I'm just not reading this thing 100%. Because if they blow them out, maybe that will be enough for people. I know how this fan base is at this point. I haven't seen them. They're never.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Satisfied. The fan base is never satisfied. But my perception looking in, Nick, I mean, this is... about as much of a layup as you get. What if Pete was describing it as if it was like, don't get injured, that's the win. As if this was like a preseason football game or something. Like it's ridiculous. This is supposed to be the game, the biggest rivalry in sports, but you can't get excited for this one because it's your 20.5-point favorites.
All right, what if they cover and then some? I mean, what if they just blow the doors off Michigan?
The exclamation point has to be that. Like, the big win for Ryan Day.
What's big win? Is it 21?
37-10, somewhere around there.
So that's 27 points?
Somewhere around there.
So four scores?
Four scores, I guess. Three scores, somewhere around there. Yeah.
The reason I don't like putting the bar there is that... It's been a very competitive rivalry. This isn't the same thing as like if Ryan Day was the coach in, I'm trying to think of one, in 2015 and the game was a 1-point game and you barely won the game. It's not the same thing. Like where
2016, they went to two overtimes.
It had been non-competitive for a decade and then all of a sudden competitive. That's not where you are. Michigan has the advantage in this and it is tough. When somebody's won three straight games in this rivalry, it's really tough to swing that inertia back your way, no matter that every one of those games is a different game in a different year with different teams. And I think that's the thing that I don't think anyone's giving credence to. Again, I don't think Ohio State's going to lose. I think it should be more competitive than we realize. I expect Michigan to play the best game of the season because we're all putting this just on how bad they've been this year. I expect it to be the best game they've played because that usually is how this rivalry goes. That doesn't mean I think they're going to win, but I think it is almost disrespectful to Ohio State itself to be like, and what I mean by that is like to this game, to this actual team to be like, the only way you can appease a bunch of wahoos is if you just dust Michigan. You just batter them unrecognizable. Like, no, the bar has been beat Michigan. That should be enough for people, but you are correct. It's not.
It's not. A 5-point win this weekend against Michigan will not feel good to Buckeyes fans.
You're
supposed to destroy this team.
216-474-0092. I'm just curious whether you're a Walmart Ohio State fan, whether you went to the school, whether you're a booster, whatever. Does style points matter in this? And have we reached a point specific to this year that because Michigan is so frowned upon that winning a national championship is overwhelmingly carries more weight than a win over Michigan? We'll have more on this next on 92.3 The Fan. Darryl Ryder coming up in about 15 minutes here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We also have Bandwagons coming up in the second half of the next segment. I'd also like to send a special shout out to J.J. Watt, who's been on a media tour to try and get his brother another Defensive Player of the Year award. Of course, the Watts were all over Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
And then, except TJ.
Listen,
he was big in the commercials, and then he was pretty quiet on the football field.
Yeah, we got to celebrate, though, the idea. Like, what you would stick up for your brother in that scenario, too.
Yeah, but I also would understand that you're no longer football player J.J. Watt. You're now media analyst J.J. Watt.
Who cares? It's his brother.
You are using your platform for a very specific reason.
He should.
No, he shouldn't.
What are you talking about?
Should Myles Garrett's brother get a job at CBS?
Myles Garrett's brother was a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year and then was offered a job in the media and then had a chance to champion for Myles Garrett, I would be like, yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, no, no.
What do you mean, no?
By the way, support your brother. I'm fine with that. But this idea, I mean, he was on McAfee earlier today and did a solid 10 minutes on it. Basically a solid 10-minute stand-up. A bit of analysis on, well, what more could TJ have done?
Well, first off, that's on Pat for letting him go for 10 minutes then, if that's the case.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if I'm McAfee, I'm not giving you 10 minutes to
so
go ahead and spout
so
out.
So there's but no personal that's responsibility so, on the individual themselves. It's on whoever else is around.
What do you think he's going to do? That's the exact move that he's always going to do. It'd be shocking if he didn't do that.
I would maybe like show humility, be humble. Like, it's an award. Like, that's what's embarrassing about this. His family is campaigning for TJ to win an award. It means nothing about how good of a football player he is. It is the most shallow accomplishment possible. It has no...
Why do you care then if he goes and uses his platform to speak on it?
No, because that does matter. How you use your platform does matter. To influence something just to help your brother because he's butthurt about last year is embarrassing.
It's different. First off, we're in sports where if you basically have any opinion you want, it doesn't really matter at that point. This isn't politics where you're affecting people's lives. This is you championing for your brother. Like,
so
no,
you don't think J.J. Watt?
Listen, you're the idiot if you think that J.J. Watt, not you in particular, I'm saying the people out there listening.
Good save.
You're the idiot if you're listening to J.J. Watt and expecting him to say anything other than T.J. Watt deserves to be DPOY.
See, that's the thing. He doesn't have to endorse any opinion. He can say, we felt last year T.J. was deserving of that award. We wanted to back our guy. Just love T.J. and think he's having another good season. You don't have to go into, I'm going to do a per 10 snaps analysis on national television.
He clearly feels like that there are stats that a lot of people aren't woke up to with the idea of what T.J. Watt is or isn't. Whether we agree with those or don't, you see the graphic that they put up there where it was like in depth as to why he believes that T.J. Watt is better.
Per 10 snaps.
Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Clearly, he believes in that, and he's wanting to shine light on that.
So, okay, but here's the thing. If you are a judge and a case involving a family member and acquaintance comes before you, you recuse yourself. Yes,
this isn't a judge and jury. This is a TV show during the day.
No, it's
talking
not just
sports.
It's every time I see JJ somewhere, he's advocating about an award that the season isn't half over, and he's adjudicating something that happened. You lost. Get over it. Like this Watt family obsession with DPOY is the dumbest. Guys, by the way, Miles has absolutely a chance to win the DPOY this year. I don't care if he does. Like, I wanted one for Miles because that is the kind of thing when it comes to Hall of Fame voting. That's a legacy thing.
Yeah.
Anything more than the one that you got is vanity. Like, at any point, Micah Parsons could be the best player in football. At any point, it could be Miles. At any point, it could be any number of five or six guys. And the idea that one guy's bitching about something that happened a year ago is embarrassing. Yeah, how about this? Focus on a playoff win.
I think he's trying to make sure it doesn't happen again is what he's trying to advocate for, because he saw it happen once. Clearly, he felt like he should have done something to voice why his brother should have won the award, and he's trying to right that wrong. I don't blame him at all. It's his brother. I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
So you can't do anything in the name of your brother?
Basically, yeah. When it comes to talking sports, yeah, you can.
Comes to talking sports. 216-474.
You act like this is like really affecting people's lives. It's the entertainment business.
No.
You want to advocate for your brother, you can.
It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing that you would be so upset about something that happened a year ago. You're going to make sure.
You're the one that sounds upset by it.
No, I'm annoyed. I think it's a bad look. That's different. That's just looking at this and going, this is dumb. Why are you doing this? Why are you advocating for an award that you don't have some special claim to? Nobody does. Like there were years where Reggie White, like, look back in the history of football. There are guys who have not gotten the award who thought they deserved it.
Right.
What makes you so special? What makes T.J. Watt so special?
Well, no. Are you asking what made J.J. Watt so special or what makes T.J. Watt so special?
No, no. What makes the Watt family claim to a Player of the Year award? What makes him so
much
more?
They have four of them right now.
Yeah, no,
I feel like they have a pretty good, like they have a pretty good idea on what it takes to win one.
Yeah, but no. It's not about what takes to win. It's the entitlement factor. Who do they think they are? That's what's annoying about it.
He's one of the greatest players to ever play the position.
As is Myles Garrett. As is Micah Parsons.
I want to hear what he has to say about his brother, who's also one of the greats of all time. Even if it's just him advocating for his brother,
I just want fair time.
I don't hate the insight.
I would like to go ahead. Yeah, shocking. It's not insight. If you're biased, it's not insight. If you are clearly, my brother's the only person that ever deserves to win Player of the Year awards, there's no insight. At that point, you're no better than if I just came out and said, I think the Browns should win the Super Bowl every year. Then you're just a homer. That's
fine. We have that in sports media.
Yeah, but I don't say that every
year. We have people that, not you, but we have people that do that with their respective teams. Like, that is part of the deal. Like, you can't be shocked when J.J. Watt holds on to this.
I just would like to, I want to make sure, I want to get a government stimulus package directly to, we can call it reparations if you want, to the Watt family. They have been harmed because TJ didn't win one last year, and almost a full year later, we're still throwing a big pity party for it. So TJ, God bless you, Mo Dang. All right, ornery little hippo.
I wonder, I like the hippo stuff. We didn't have nearly enough hippo gifts, by the way. We called for hippo gifts with TJ Watt. We got like three. I wanted more. But I do wonder, though, if JJ feels some sense of responsibility that he didn't use his platform enough, so like he couldn't get the message across enough for what he believed was clearly something that in his mind was wronged for TJ Watt.
TJ, I just want you to know.
It is a voted on thing.
It's my fault. It's my fault you didn't get DPOY last year. I won't let it happen again. It's a fictional award.
He sees a wide open field, though.
Grow up. Good gravy. Daryl Ryder, next on 92.3 The Fan.